You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Nasser Chadli to score and West Brom to win was 19-5, now 5-1. And Peter Crouch to score and Stoke to win was 5-1. That's been enhanced to 6-1. Tony Pulis Derby here. Only been on the losing side as a manager once in 12 Premier League matches between West Brom and Stoke. And that was when he was beaten by Roy Hodgson's West Brom back in January 2012. Obviously knows these clubs very well. And Tommy, you mentioned Peter Crouch earlier as well. He's scored in 4 of his last 5 Premier League matches now. That coming after a run of 21 appearances in the Premier League without a goal. So he's definitely enjoying his purple patch, Crouchy.
Yeah, and you know, at one stage, I mean, in the summer and last January, there was a lot of clubs, you know, in the Championship and other Premier League clubs probably looking at him and thinking he could do a job. I listened to him midweek, and he was talking about how he thinks he could play for another few years in the Premier League. I actually think he could do, because he's right. He's never, you know, had great mobility. It's not what he's needed, you know, in his game. And you know, he's kind of a nice guy at football. It's very difficult to find anybody who doesn't like Peter Crouch, and he kind of gives hope for a lot of people, I think. And he's a very good footballer. You know, people look at his goal-scoring record and say, well, look, it's taken him a long time to get there. But how many goals did Jermaine Defoe get off Peter Crouch at Portsmouth and at Tottenham? And, you know, he made some moves that probably made it a little more difficult for him. But it's interesting now, a manager like Mark Hughes, you know, he signs Wilfred Bony. You know, he's obviously got inside Oberhino now, but he still had to sort of go back to Peter Crouch because there's nobody quite like him in the Premier League. Andy Carroll is the closest, but he's still a different kind of player. So, you know, this is a tricky match for me. It's a tricky one to call. When I look at both sides' form, you can't really get a handle on anybody. I mean, Stoke have you know, struggled a little bit away from home recently, but they've played Arsenal, Liverpool and Chelsea. They've beaten Sunderland and Watford, which are teams probably more well, obviously below them in terms of Sunderland. But Watford, of course, were around about that mid-table position when they went there. And West Brom at home are a complete freak, really. You know, completely West Brom-like scorelines. You know, West Brom to win and both teams to score would have been a very profitable selection in most of West Brom's home matches this season. And I can maybe see something similar here. You know, I think Stoke are a little bit lost in mid-table. I think the idea for them and the money that they spent and Mark Hughes coming in was to push them towards the top six. But they never really looked close enough to it. They're a good side, they're a competent side, and they're much better than at least 10 Premier League outfits. But they're going to West Brom here, and West Brom's home form is probably as good over the last few months as anybody. They've won 5 of the last 6 matches in the league at home, and they were only beaten by Manchester United in a game they never turned up in. Whereas I can't really trust Stoke away from home. So I'm going to stick with a bet I've backed a few times with West Brom at the Hawthorns. I think they'll fancy their chances of winning the game, and I'll back them to win and both teams to score at 4-1.
They've actually already scored 21 Premier League goals at home this season. West Brom, they only managed 20 throughout the whole of last season. So that goes back to what you were saying, Tom, about them being a different animal at home this season. The Rondon factor, even though he's not scored in a while. Derek, what are your views on this game?
Yeah, you look at those West Brom results at home now, and I think I'm right in saying basically all of them are against sides below them, way below them, or badly out of form sides. I don't think, you know, against the bigger teams, the better teams, it's so rosy, their record. I mean, you mentioned Crouch. Did I read that he scored 100? Was it 100 Premier League goals? Did I read early this week?
Yeah,
unbelievable achievement. But his most unbelievable was getting Abbey into bed. I don't think he'll ever beat that. I'll have to go for a draw here. We mentioned that Stoke Everton game in midweek. Look, nailed on a draw. You know, some games stand out, and you think both sides will be happy with that. And the same here. They're not going to go up. They're not going to go down. You know, they're going to finish. These two sides are going to finish roughly where they are now. Maybe Stoke might just finish above West Brom. Just looks a nailed on draw, a result that both sides would be fairly chuffed with.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.